Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we have the caller asking about affiliates in Ohio, and I did actually know about this affiliate. I just can't keep track of it all in my mind. I've had the owner on the show, and there's one other in Ohio. We're digging that out. WCER 900 AM, and that covers much of the state and part of several other states. It's got a very big coverage area. 900 AM, sir. You can go to radio-locator.com, type in WCER, and see if you're able to pick it up. Okay, so you're asking for an affiliate. For a lot of stations just now joined us, and they're like, what on earth is Alex Jones talking about? The last caller was asking about stations in Ohio. So I was trying to answer his question. To recap, before we go back into your calls, coming up in 30 minutes, I'm going to air a 9-plus-minute incredible speech. They just get better every day. By Keith Olbermann on Countdown last night. And we'll analyze his statement and bring up the 2 points that are inaccurate in what he's saying, but the rest of it's pure gold. We're also going to get more into the fake terror alerts. The exact terror alert we're hearing that some young person put on a blog that caused nationwide fear, land of the cowards, home of the slaves. That's what we've turned into, just a bunch of shrinking violets that are afraid of their own shadow here. The exact same thing this teenager is saying in some blog that's caused, you know, national paralysis, basically, is what the government put out word for word 3 years ago and 2 years ago on the eve of the 2004 election and a year before that to fearmonger. So it's just a regurgitation of past fake government terror alerts. And it's been admitted they issue fake terror alerts, so now they've had to back off and then just kind of recycle, you know, finding someone on the web of billions of people on the web that recycled what they'd said, and then they turn it as, how dare this young man do this? It caused days of total fear. Meanwhile, fake conservative neocon and liberal controllers all over radio and TV are hyping nukes have been brought across the border, Al-Qaeda is going to hit us any minute, give up all your freedoms, oh my gosh. That's the kind of stuff we have here in front of us. And then continuing, we have North Korean general. War is inevitable. Bush says U.S. will stop North Korea nuke moves. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says we can easily brush aside the North Koreans. We can go ahead and go to war with them. But don't worry, they won't. They're going to attack Iran instead because they're not threatening to nuke us. Rove foresees GOP victory. Very chilling statements here out of the Washington Times we'll cover. And that dovetails with the New York Times piece today. New laws and machines may spell voting woes. The feds, with the Help America Vote Act and the voter assistance moves in those states, really are to put in the government-controlled, no record, no paper trail systems. And now those are put in to save us from all the problems that they staged in 2000 and 2004. And now they're saying it'll cause bigger problems than ever. So we will also go over that in this hour, I promise. And I still didn't have time during my break to dig out the Reuters article from yesterday that was discussing an October surprise. It is a huge issue. I mentioned it yesterday but didn't detail it. I will detail it today. Will there be an October surprise? Rove promises, and I pray it's not a terror attack. But we'll see what happens. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Tom in Texas, Joe in Michigan, Levi in Colorado, Dave in Texas. This is the day of David's. We will take all your calls after this break, and then I will plunge directly into the news that I've aforementioned and the Keith Olbermann clip that is coming up. Again, before this segment ends, Terror Storm, my new film, is in the top 100 of Google. Why is that important? Millions of people go do their television watching every day off of that area. Being in that top 100, we're able to reach millions of people. Keep emailing it out to everybody. Keep promoting it. Keep going to PrisonPlanet.com at the top of the page. That's the link that needs to be gotten out to folks, not the scores of other Terror Storm versions on Google Video. We need to focus on one version to drive it to the top so tens of millions of lemmings can be woken up and reborn into free human beings that are aware of the government-sponsored terror paradigm. Stand by. We'll be right back.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XAMADU. And ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have the Reuters report here in front of me where they openly talk about an October surprise and will there be one? Well, we've got about 11 days to find out, and we're just about 2 weeks now away from the election, so we will certainly see, won't we? Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Tom in Texas. Tom, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Or maybe not. Thanks for holding, huh? He's not there. Okay, let's go to Joe in Michigan. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Radio station tomorrow morning is going to do an hour show on whether George Bush should be impeached or not. And I wonder if you could give me some salient points.
Well, I would point out that H.R. 6166 clearly, and it's not just me saying this, it's all the legal scholars, all the constitutional scholars, it states that non-allegiance to Bush is an act of terrorism. You can be secretly arrested, secretly tried by a kangaroo court, and secretly executed.
Well,
and I would also bring up the fact that trillions are missing from the Pentagon. I would also bring up the fact that he has declared he's above the law. I would bring up the fact that he is extremely dangerous, but that he's also a puppet, but that we need to punish the executive and show that the people and the Congress are still boss.
Okay. They told me that alien was in... that you have to be an alien to be declared an enemy combatant.
Who told you that?
That was Norm Jones told me that.
Who's Norm Jones, a congressman?
No, he's a local radio host.
I think there's a congressman named Norm Jones, too. Okay, let me just tell you this. Okay.
The more traction, I can give you the information.
Okay.
I'm listening.
No, go ahead, sir. Go ahead. I'm not going to interrupt you. Go ahead and make your point.
The more traction Bush loses, the less likely an attack. Is that a good point?
Well, we don't know that. It's a catch-22. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I'm sure you've heard that saying. So, I mean, either we lay down and buy the tyranny and they stage more attacks and they win, or we force them out into the open and prove they're the terrorists, and they'll probably force them to launch an even bigger attack, but that's just the way it goes, and then we defeat them by forcing them to overplay their hand. So it's better to fight them on our terms from the high ground than letting them have the high ground. And not exposing them and letting them stage more attacks to get more and more power is not the way to do it. It's letting them have the high ground. We want to fight them on our terms, sir. Number one rule of the art of war. But let me just comment on what they're saying. Okay, your talk show host obviously hasn't read H.R. 6166. I doubt that maybe 1 in 10,000 people maybe have read it. Okay, I have read it. The Congress admits that most of them didn't even have time to read the final version. They were given just a few hours. Well, I did read it that Thursday night, 3 weeks ago, when the Senate passed it, and then it went to the House, and then went back into conference, and they passed it that Friday night, and Bush signed it 2 days ago, 2.5 weeks later. So I've read the bill, and I've gone on air over the subsections, and I wrote articles for PrisonPlanet.com that list the subsections, and then list also, because then these neocons will then read that and claim it doesn't say that, so we listed conservative and liberal constitutional scholars from Yale, from Princeton, from Harvard, judge advocate officers, former judge advocates, saying it affects U.S. citizens. We will play Keith Oberman saying it affects U.S. citizens. They have made U.S. citizens enemy combatants in the past. What they do is they say you were fighting with a foreign power, and so they arbitrarily, without a court, withdraw your citizenship, okay? So it's a play on words, sir. Does that answer your question, Tom or Joe?
Well, that gives me a lot of information, but, you know, there's a big Republican stronghold up here that just does not want to see the light. I can't understand why we would risk this country on one man with all the impropriety and stuff we see. I just wonder about it. Secrecy, especially, Alex.
Oh, yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire, but we pierce the secrecy. We have their memos, we have their documents, we have their statements. We know they're declaring that they are dictators. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that, sir. I can tell that the listener, Joe, is daunted a bit, and it is daunting. It is sobering to go on these neocon talk shows like Lars Larson and read the subsection. In fact, it's here in my stack. I announced on air that H.R. 6166 affects U.S. citizens, and he said, no, it doesn't. You're a liar. You have no proof. And he said, where is it? Tell me. It's a little trick they do. They go, show it to me. Exactly, exactly. Oh, you can't. You can't. And I said, Lars, don't try that lawyer tactic. I said, it's in H.R. 6166. I said, it's been all over the news. It affects U.S. citizens. I said, Lars, you know, they said the Patriot Act wouldn't be used against citizens. Now, you know, headline, thousands charged with Patriot Act, due process, right stripped. He goes, well, that's true, but they never said they wouldn't use it against citizens in non-terror related cases. And I said, I got Bush and Ashcroft on tape in films, like Police State 3 Total Enslavement saying it does. He goes, no, it doesn't. And he goes, and it doesn't say that in the bill. So I said, Lars, during the break, I'll get it. My guys were in the studio, and I said, listen, go print the articles I wrote with Paul Watson, because they quote the subsections of, go pull the first articles we wrote the day it passed, that Friday. I said, go pull, and also reprint H.R. 6166 for me. They ran out, we went to break, and 5 minutes later on the show, I came back, he didn't want me to read it, I did read it, and I read where it said, if you don't show total allegiance to the U.S. government, and if you are in any way, how did you find the actual section? It doesn't say even say traitorous. It's a lower bar. It says if you don't show complete allegiance, that's it, to the government, you are a terrorist. And in all the nomenclature, you're a terrorist first. You're guilty until proven innocent, not innocent until proven guilty. And he just said it's not true. That isn't what that means. Yes, that's what that means, and that's what all the constitutional scholars say it means, and anyone who's got half a brain can read that. It says if you don't have total allegiance to the government, if you engage in anything treacherous against the government. And then it's in other, it's like four separate times. I spent days, I read that bill at least four times. You know how boring it is to read 81 pages four times? We wrote about five articles in the week after it passed on it. And I got to go on these shows. I need to settle down, folks. I've been really mad. I'm mad about what's happened to the country. It's fun because they're not there to have a real discussion. They're not there to have a real debate with you, okay? They're there to have an emotional salve, make a joke about liberals, put everybody else to sleep. When in truth, the conservatives and the liberals work together, they're owned by the very same multinational corporations, and they're playing good cop, bad cop on us. That's why most Air America shows you listen to, it's all nuclear, and Bush is an idiot, and ha ha ha, he's so stupid, and he's inept. He's not inept. He's as smart as a cobra, a king cobra. And he's got a bunch of other king cobras working with him. They're cunning. Just because he, you know, bumbles when he's up there lying and isn't good remembering his lines and isn't good at reading a teleprompter, gets nervous, and it doesn't mean he doesn't work for something. They're in control, folks. He's the president. They work for a powerful global elite. They're bringing down the U.S. They signed the North American Union. They're putting in their toll roads. They carried out the attacks. They've attacked two countries and invaded them. They've armed Pakistan and North Korea to bring in a world crisis. They're not. They've gone from a million people in prison to over four times that. I mean, they're running the game. I mean, it's a shutout. They got about 75 on the scoreboard, and we're at zip. But if we ever figured out there was a game going on here, and we ever figured out who the enemy was and who the other team was, we'd start winning real quick. The American people are the equivalent of, you know, 5,000-pound linebackers and 10,000-pound linemen and, you know, 4,000-pound quarterbacks and 4,000-pound tight ends, and we're fighting a bunch of chicken-necked, pot-bellied neocons. But again, they've got the high ground. They've convinced us with slick propaganda behind the curtain to lay down. Literally, if you saw how pathetic the enemy was, if you ever rose, if you ever took action and realized your power, you'd realize you were literally an 8-million-pound gorilla fighting a little chicken neck, a little crooked-beaked little chicken neck. People ask me, what's a chicken neck? I mean, they got necks like chickens, folks. They're little pathetic, scrawny little twits. Their souls are pathetic. They're weak. But they are cunning. And I'm just... We'll go to break and come back and go to Joe and Levi and David and many others that are patiently holding. But to have them deny... This is how it always works. It's like Patriot Act. They said it doesn't affect non-terror-related crimes. It won't affect citizens. We promise. We promise. Phantoms of lost liberty. It's conspiracies. It's lies. Ashcroft said that we're aiding terrorists by lying about Patriot Act. And then Larson, I printed up while we were on air about, what is it, four or five different articles, mainstream news, where it says, increasingly, Patriot Act used in non-terror. Patriot Act used. Federal court rules it can be used. And there's no due process. There's no Bill of Rights. There's no. And Lars Larson to that said, yeah, it's true. Yeah, but you know what? We need to get rid of due process to fight crime. Because there's no real terrorist on the street. The police are never going to run into real terrorists. All of this anti-terror training is about serious goon squad, Soviet/Nazi-style textbook oppression. So see, since there's no classically defined terrorism, they're now redefining all crime as terror. Oh, first they were going to use the drones to fight terror. Now the drones are going to fly over our cities to fight antisocial behavior from L.A. to London. I mean, you got crooks that run the government and run the country, and they know that we're waking up to them, so they're putting in a police state to suppress us like Idi Amin did, like every other thug has done. And they're just laughing at us. Oh, man, this is a great harvest for them. And you smile up at them with your beady little piggy eyes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the NT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
Coming up, I'm going to play Overman from last night, historical stuff, powerful. Then I'm going to analyze it, break it down. Then could an October surprise shape the midterm election? This is from Reuters. North Korea saying war with the U.S. is inevitable. Things are certainly getting chaotic in the world, as if someone flipped a switch. But it was actually all carefully crafted and nurtured and prepared. Everything you're seeing right now, but it's not going according to plan. Are any of the listeners outraged that the government is issuing fake terror alerts again, this time by hyping, passing on things they got off of blogs, which themselves were regurgitated repeats of what the Fed said 2 and 3 years ago. I mean, don't you remember? We pulled the articles, I have them right here, when the government said there's a threat of dirty bombs against stadiums. It's Homeland Security terrorists that put this out to terrorize the people. Okay, Tom was there, away from his phone. We're going to try Tom again. Tom in Texas and Levi and others. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Alex, I'd just like to point out that the Military Commission Act is not actually law. There's the statute to create a law is if Congress is adjourned, the president has to sign the law within 10 days or it becomes a pocket veto. He signed it in, 17, 18 days?
I am... I'm not aware of that parliamentary procedure, but, 4 or 5 months ago, he signed a bill, a spending bill, a $2.3 billion package that hadn't even passed Congress. So he was already claiming imperial power above the law, rulership, total despotism, and every other term you can use to describe it, before this even happened. But, look, this thing isn't law to begin with. It's totally unconstitutional. It's against God's law. It's against common law. It's against common sense. Bush is not above the law. They can't torture children. He's not God. And he can't redefine waterboarding as not being torture.
Well, my point is we've actually got a chance. If we get this out in mainstream media and call and write, technically Congress has to readdress this bill and repass it. So if we can get this out, that it's a pocket veto, they're going to have to do it again.
Will you email me parliamentary subsection off of rules of the... Is that rules of the House or rules of the Senate, or is that a intramural parliamentary... from where does that sprout? Where does that procedure derive from?
I got the information off of... Congress.gov under a link called How Law Becomes Law.
Okay, I know that section of the site. So just go to the congressional website, How a Bill Becomes a Bill, How a Bill Becomes a Law. And
right.
You're saying that if it's, I was unaware of that, I knew it was a prescribed period of time that the president has to sign it. And that is a big deal. We will get on that. In fact, will you write up your findings and... I always like to give it credit that it's a listener that points it out, and zip that off to Aaron at Infowars.com.
Is that E-R-I-N?
No, it's A-A. Aaron.
Okay. All right. And the statute is if Congress is in session and he doesn't sign it within 10 days, it automatically becomes law. But if Congress is adjourned, it's a pocket veto and does not become law.
But Congress was adjourned.
Exactly.
So you're saying if they adjourn before he signs, it's automatically no good?
If they're adjourned and he doesn't sign it within 10 days, it's a pocket veto.
And even if they're in session, it is a pocket veto.
No, the opposite is true if they're in session. It automatically becomes law if he doesn't sign it in 10 days. If they're adjourned, it's a pocket veto.
Amazing. See, this is why we're kicking their hind end, because you, the listeners, are so much well-informed than I am on many issues, and altogether we really have quite a high IQ, several thousand percentage points. We will look into what you've said. I believe it. I remember some vague memory of this back in the hinterland, the Nierwald of my brain, but I will certainly pull that up, and we will put out an article on it. Thank you so much, sir. Anything else?
No, that's it. Just like to thank you for all your tireless and hard work. You're a great patriot.
Well, thank you, my friend. So are you checking into that. You were smart to go check it. Again, there's just too much to keep track of one person. You guys and gals out there are making it all happen. Okay, Levi, David, John, Scott, Keebler, everyone, we're going to get to your calls. But I promised that I would get into this Reuters situation, this story with the October surprise. I want to get into North Korea and a few other little important tidbits. There's nothing little about it. This is huge. And then we'll take more of your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So it's not just this broadcast and Patriots in America talking about October surprises. In fact, for people who wonder where this story originally arose from, it's Karl Rove in the Washington Times today saying that he promises there's going to be an October surprise. He promises that they're going to maintain control of the House and the Senate. Here it is. Rove foresees GOP victory. Washington Times today. White House political strategist Karl Rove yesterday confidently predicted that the Republican Party would hold the House and the Senate in the next month's elections, dismissing fallout from the sex scandal involving former Representative Mark Foley. Yes, because Michael Savage will keep it quiet, won't he? At a luncheon with editors and reporters at the Washington Times, Mr. Rove, who is widely credited as the architect of the party's historic 2002 midterm election gains, said Republicans are beginning to make significant headway in defining their party's differences from congressional Democrats, especially on national security. And 2 weeks ago, he promised that there would also be a, quote, October surprise. Cryptically, no one seems to know exactly what that means. I'm confident we're going to keep the Senate. I'm confident we're going to keep the House. The Foley matter has impacted some limited districts, but the research we have shows that people are differentiating between a vote for their congressional and a member from Florida, Rove said. Well, there's a problem. All the polling data, you don't just go off one or two or three polls. You go off the spectrum of polls. This is what they do in the focus groups and the studies and what the consultants do. The political strategists and kingmakers like Karl Rove, which are really just errand boys for the elite, who are credited with the alchemy of modern politics, when really the elite just get behind who they're for, fund them, and put them in. And now 30-plus percent of the country has had the CIA-controlled three companies put in their machines under federal payment, leveraging it into the states. And Rove is confident they can steal another election, as they did Ohio and New Mexico in the last one. Now, in that case, they also had a ringer. You can't just steal the election. You've got to have the person you're running against take a dive as well. You can't have them contested, as happened in Mexico. That gets a little too messy. A real candidate there, so he contested it. There were riots and national demonstrations and threats of the troops being called out. But not here, no. So why is he so confident? Why has Cheney laughed and said no problem? As he said in 2000, as he said in 2004... because they're stealing elections. And again, I was neutral in 2000. I was not neutral in 2006. I said there wasn't a real election. It was completely staged. And it didn't matter whether it was Kerry or Bush. They're both skull and bones. Cousins, related to each other. Cousins. Here is Reuters. A last-minute October surprise, a dramatic news event that shakes up the U.S. election, could be a big wild card in the final 3 weeks of the fight for control of Congress. And again, the headline was, could an October surprise shake the midterm election? With Democrats threatening to sweep Republicans out of power in Congress in November 7th elections, a date, late-breaking foreign crisis, terrorist attack, or a new scandal could change the debate and shape the ultimate outcome. The possibilities are numerous as President George W. Bush juggles multiple foreign threats like North Korea's nuclear test, Iran's nuclear ambitions, and civil war in Iraq, along with the mushrooming Republican scandals at home. There is a huge potential for some sort of October surprise that changes the dynamic, something that reminds everyone just how unstable the world is, pollster John Zogby said. The October surprise has a long history in U.S. political campaigns, from the collapse of hostage negotiations with Iran, which was staged by the CIA with George Bush Sr. and Ayatollah Khomeini, before Jimmy Carter's 1980 loss to Ronald Reagan, to the airing of an Osama bin Laden video before President George W. Bush's re-election in 04. Oh, yeah, remember that? And then it came out a few weeks later. It was re-edits of old videos. That is admitted. But again, always back of the paper. I mean, the general mind-numbed, brainwashed public doesn't even really pay attention to huge events, even the big announcements. It's kind of like, yeah, I saw bin Laden on TV. They can't even remember where or why they heard it or even what he said exactly. And then it doesn't matter if it comes out 2 weeks, a month later, 6 months later in some cases, that it was old, edited, re-edited bin Laden videos. It doesn't matter. It's a hoax the media takes part in. The media in 5 minutes could do what we do when we go, wait a minute, that's the same video. Like the hijackers, the Muhammad Atta and his number two, a month ago, it's released on a Friday. It's proof, total proof. He's admitting he carried out the attacks. People tune in to hear the admission, and they go, well, there's no audio, because they'd have voice print and prove it was fake. And then, oh, it came from a made-for-TV movie where they CG'd in their faces. Oh, it's fake. And yeah, I mean, we get 4 or 5 million people. Last time I checked, go read the article we put together. But that's about it. That sounds like a lot. And so there's a bunch of us who are awake, but that's nothing compared to 290-something million that don't know. Who don't know? I mean, I was on Lars Larson yesterday, big national show, and I mentioned that tape's admittedly fake. He thought I was talking like a four-headed green alien from Mars. I mean, he just... And I'm like, no, it's admitted, Lars. What about the bin Laden tape? He admits to it. That's admitted to be fake. But again, they don't know. Neocons like him still think WMDs were found. They have all these newsletters and articles about, look, here's the mobile weapons trucks. It was admitted weeks after it was for pumping up balloons. Patented with the British seals on it. with a company that sold it to them. Again, this is the type of baloney that we deal with. I'll get more into the North Korea threat here in a moment. Go back to your calls. Here is this historic. I mean, every night it just gets more and more powerful. We've got to start recording it, though, because the folks that are grabbing these off the web are not putting them up there in the best quality, so we're going to start recording of them in ourselves. That's why you need to support us and buy my documentaries and films so we have the money to have staff around here doing all this. But that's secondary. The films are powerful. Get Terror Storm today. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Here's Keith Olbermann last night. He lays it out, but he's wrong on two points. The terrorist threat is fake and staged, but he knows that, obviously. He just can't say it. And there's one other issue after his speech I'll tell you about. Here's Keith Olbermann.
We have lived as if in a trance. We have lived as people in fear. And now, our rights and our freedoms in peril, we slowly awaken to learn that we have been afraid of the wrong thing. Therefore, tonight have we truly become the inheritors of our American legacy. For on this first full day that the Military Commissions Act is in force, we now face what our ancestors faced at other times of exaggerated crisis and melodramatic fear-mongering, a government more dangerous to our liberty than is the enemy it claims to protect us from. We have been here before, and we have been here before led here by men better and wiser and nobler than George W. Bush. We have been here when President John Adams insisted that the Alien and Sedition Acts were necessary to save American lives, only to watch him use those acts to jail newspaper editors, American newspaper editors, in American jails for things they wrote about America. We have been here when President Woodrow Wilson insisted that the Espionage Act was necessary to save American lives, only to watch him use that act to prosecute 2,000 Americans, especially those he disparaged as hyphenated Americans, most of whom were guilty only of advocating peace in a time of war. American public speakers in American jails for things they said about America. And we have been here when President Franklin D. Roosevelt insisted that Executive Order 9066 was necessary to save American lives, only to watch him use that order to imprison and pauperize 110,000 Americans, while his man in charge, General DeWitt, told Congress, "It makes no difference whether he is an American citizen, he is still a Japanese." American citizens in American camps for something they neither wrote nor said nor did, but for the choices they or their ancestors had made about coming to America. Each of these actions was undertaken for the most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons. And each was a betrayal of that for which the president who advocated them claimed to be fighting. Adams and his party were swept from office and the Alien and Sedition Acts erased. Many of the very people Wilson silenced survived him, and one of them even ran to succeed him and got 900,000 votes, though his presidential campaign was conducted entirely from his jail cell. And Roosevelt's internment of the Japanese was not merely the worst blight on his record, but four decades later it would necessitate a formal apology from the government of the United States to the citizens of the United States whose lives it ruined. The most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons. In times of fright, we have been only human. We have let Roosevelt's fear of fear itself overtake us. We have listened to the little voice inside that has said, "The wolf is at the door. This will be temporary. This will be precise. This too shall pass." We have accepted that the only way to stop the terrorists is to let the government become just a little bit like the terrorists. Just the way we once accepted that the only way to stop the Soviets was to let the government become just a little bit like the Soviets. Or substitute the Japanese, or the Germans, or the socialists, or the anarchists, or the immigrants, or the British, or the aliens. The most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons. And always, always wrong. With the distance of history, the questions will be narrowed and few. Did this generation of Americans take the threat seriously, and did we do what it takes to defeat that threat? Wise words, and ironic ones, Mr. Bush, your own, of course, yesterday, in signing the Military Commissions Act. You spoke so much more than you know, sir. Sadly, of course, the distance of history will recognize that the threat this generation of Americans needed to take seriously was you. We have a long and painful history of ignoring the prophecy attributed to Benjamin Franklin that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. But even within this history, we have never before codified the poisoning of habeas corpus, that wellspring of protection from which all essential liberties flow. You, sir, have now befouled that spring. You, sir, have now given us chaos and called it order. You, sir, have now imposed subjugation and called it freedom, for the most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons. And again, Mr. Bush, all of them wrong. We have handed a blank check drawn against our own freedom to a man who has said it is unacceptable to compare anything this country has ever done to anything the terrorists have ever done. We have handed a blank check drawn against our own freedom to a man who has insisted again that the United States does not torture. It's against our laws and it's against our values. And who has said that with a straight face while the pictures from Abu Ghraib prison and the stories of waterboarding figuratively fade in and out around him. We have handed a blank check drawn against our own freedom to a man who may now, if he so decides, declare not merely any non-American citizens unlawful enemy combatants and ship them somewhere, anywhere, but may now, if he so decides, declare you an unlawful enemy combatant and ship you somewhere, anywhere. And if you think this hyperbole or hysteria, ask the newspaper editors when John Adams was president, or the pacifists when Woodrow Wilson was president, or the Japanese at Manzanar when Franklin Roosevelt was president. And if you somehow think habeas corpus has not been suspended for American citizens, but only for everybody else, ask yourself this. If you are pulled off the street tomorrow and they call you an alien, or an undocumented immigrant, or an unlawful enemy combatant, exactly how are you going to convince them to give you a court hearing to prove you are not? Do you think this attorney general is going to help you? This president now has his blank check. He lied to get it. He lied as he received it. Is there any reason to even hope that he has not lied about how he intends to use it, nor who he intends to use it against? These military commissions will provide a fair trial, you told us yesterday, Mr. Bush, in which the accused are presumed innocent, have access to an attorney, and can hear all the evidence against them. Presumed innocent, Mr. Bush. The very piece of paper you signed as you said that allows for detainees to be abused up to the point just before they sustain serious mental and physical trauma in the hope of getting them to incriminate themselves, and they may no longer even invoke the Geneva Conventions in their own defense. Access to an attorney, Mr. Bush? Lieutenant Commander Charles Swift said on this program, sir, and to the Supreme Court, that he was only granted access to his detainee defendant on the promise that the detainee would plead guilty. Hearing all the evidence, Mr. Bush, the Military Commissions Act specifically permits the introduction of classified evidence not made available to the defense. Your words are lies, sir. They are lies that imperil us all. One of the terrorists believed to have planned the 9/11 attacks, you told us yesterday, said he hoped the attacks would be the beginning of the end of America. That terrorist, sir, could only hope. Not his actions nor the actions of a ceaseless line of terrorists, real or imagined, could measure up to what you have wrought. Habeas corpus, gone. The Geneva Conventions, optional. The moral force we shined outwards to the world as an eternal beacon, and inwards at ourselves as an eternal protection, snuffed out. These things you have done, Mr. Bush, they would constitute the beginning of the end of America. And did it ever occur to you once, sir, somewhere in amidst your eight separate, gruesome, intentional, terroristic invocations yesterday of the horrors of 9/11, that with only a little further shift in this world we now know, just a touch more repudiation of all of that for which our patriots have died, did it ever occur to you once that in just 27 months and 2 days from now, when you leave office, some irresponsible future president and a competent tribunal of his lackeys would be entitled by the actions of your own hand to declare the status of unlawful enemy combatant four and convene a military commission to try not John Walker Lind, but George Walker Bush for the most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons. And doubtless, sir, all of them, as always, wrong.
All right. Extremely powerful. You can watch that video clip up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And Bush did lie. You know, that's the really scary part about it. It's one thing if they just abolish the Bill of Rights. Then they get up on television and they lie and say it doesn't affect U.S. citizens. And I actually pulled out the subsections here during that nine-minute clip. Subsection 4B26 of Section 950V of H.R. 6166, crimes triable by military commissions, including the following definition. Any person subject to this chapter who, in breach of an allegiance or duty to the United States, you hear that, that's a citizen, knowingly and intentionally aids an enemy of the United States or one of the co-belligerents of the enemy, shall be punished as a military commission under this chapter may direct. And there's three other sections that clearly state U.S. citizen. But again, they then strip you. And it says you're not allowed to face your accusers. They're allowed to use torture as evidence against you. It's in a secret trial. You're not allowed to have lawyers. It's all lies. It's all lies. So it's just like they said, we'll never use the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases. I have the headlines right here. Thousands of cases. It's been used thousands of times in Texas in the last 5 years. Thousands. Thousands.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I wrote some notes here concerning what Overman said and what Bush really did that I want to comment on here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to invite everybody out on Halloween afternoon, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. I'll be speaking at about 6, from 6 to 6:30. And it's going to be outside, I'm told, unless it's raining. But Waterloo Records and Video is a huge, nice place right across the street from Whole Foods. It's at 6th and Lamar, and that's going to be Halloween. That's the national date they launched Terror Storm. I got a national distributor, well-known, the folks that distributed Outfoxed, and a bunch of other films, Jim Marr's book, Terror Conspiracy, that we actually carry. Great folks. They're putting it in most of the stores. It won't be in Walmart and places like that. They're neocons. They won't carry anything that's anti-Bush. They've openly said it. But it's going to be in Barnes & Noble's on end caps. that's exciting. I mean, they're really going to, I mean, this is going to be everywhere. And it's important that you go in and buy these. And it's going to be a little bit different version, too, a little bit different cover, a little bit different info. And it's going to have all the extras on it. It's a really nice DVD that they manufactured and that they made. So, please, that's coming up, I guess, in about a week and a half. That'll be October 31st on a Tuesday, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 6th and Lamar. And I know the great folks over at KLBJ 590 are going to let me promote it and tell folks to come out to it. The local micro folks, I don't even know if the people running the micros know this, the little FM, for some reason said I'm banned from promoting any of my events, even though I always promote all the other local events and have always been a bulwark, really the founder, if you want to get down to it, the Patriot Movement in Central Texas. I, for some reason, it's like Google Video censoring us. It's an important policy for some reason. So we need folks to promote this and call into the other shows and make sure this information gets out again, we have the great local micros, the great people that run them and operate them. The folks that somehow run all that, and I don't know, I'm not sure how the whole thing operates, they've told me, they've said, you're not allowed to come on there and promote any of your events or anything you're doing that has anything to do with any of your videos or anything. So, oh, that's fine. That's fine. I wonder if I'm allowed to say it's for free at Google Video, but I just thought I'd mention that. I've been holding back a lot of stuff. You know what? It doesn't matter. We got a lot of important news to cover, and we'll do that coming up in the next hour. But Waterloo Records, that's coming up on Halloween. Hope to see you out there. Hope to see everybody out there at that event. Before I also end this hour, I hope that you will go to InfoWars.com and get Terror Storm. I hope that you will make copies of the DVD aggressively. It's over 3 hours long, right under two-hour film and 68 minutes of extras. It's about 3 hours and 2 minutes. And it's excellent. You need to have Terror Storm. Please get it. Please make copies. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can order hard copies off InfoWars.com. Or you can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 15 cents a day. Get all my films and TV reports and in-studio interviews and special reports. You can burn those on the disc. It's an incredible activist tool, just amazing activist tool. I want to thank all of you out there that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, you can always call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I have the Undersecretary of, for the Attorney General. Well, just I'll tell you about it. We're out of time.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.